Chapter 4. English Prepositions Beginning with the Letter O. This is a comprehensive listing of the most common English prepositions, beginning with the letter O. The prepositions are followed by a usage explanation. After each explanation, there are examples to help reinforce the correct use of the preposition in common English sentences. Common English prepositions beginning with the letter O. Below, we will discuss these commonly used prepositions and provide you with many examples. Let's begin. Of. Of is used to talk about belonging to or being connected to a group, something, someone, or time. Examples. Who is that tall man there? He is dean of this college. Next example. That monk is of the Buddhist religion. Next example. That man is a citizen of the United States of America, USA. Next example. Who is she? She is a doctor of medicine. Next example. The author is writing a book on the trees and plants of Australia. Next example. We watched fireworks on the 4th of July. Next example. April Fool's Day is on the first day of April. Next example. I finished my English studies in March of last year. Of is used to help talk about categories or types of things or people. Examples. He was very embarrassed. The color of his face was red. Another example. The cost of the home was very high. Another example. Before you can order shoes, you have to know the size of your foot. Next example. I don't like the smell of that fish. I think it is bad. Next example. My mother bought 2 bags of rice yesterday. Of is used to help talk about quantity. Examples. Are we going to be late? No, we have plenty of time. Another example. Many of the people who listen to English MP3 audiobooks learn English well. Another example. We have hundreds of products in our store. Another example. Don't worry about breaking the dish. We have plenty of dishes. There are many uses for the word of in English phrasal verbs and in English expressions or idioms. Please refer to our book, Beyond Phrasal Verbs. Off. Off is used to talk about a condition or state of being that something is not on or has stopped functioning. Examples. The stove is cool. It must be off. Another example. Would you please turn off all the lights? Electricity is expensive. Another example. Well, that show was terrible. I think I will turn off the TV now. Another example. Did we turn the stove off before we left home? Yes, remember? I turned it off 10 minutes before we left the house. Off is used to talk about movement that represents change in location. Examples. The papers blew off the table. Another example. The motorcycle ran off the road, but the driver was not hurt. Off can be used to mean to remove or separate. Examples. Mary, Did you take your books off the counter?
Yes, Mom, my books are off the counter.
Another example. My father shaved off his beard. Boy, his appearance really changed. Off can be used to mean to stop doing something. Examples. Do you want to go to the club with me?
I can't because I'm off alcohol.
Meaning, I don't want to drink alcohol anymore. Another example. What time do you get off work? Meaning, what time do you stop work?
I get off at 4 p.m., for example.
Off is used to mean not far from. Examples. The bank is just off Elm Street, meaning a little further past or in the vicinity of Elm Street. Another example. Oh, that was a terrible golf shot.
You're a little off today.
Meaning, you are not playing like you usually do. Your golf game is not as good as usual. Off is sometimes used in commands and warning signs to mean do not have contact with. Examples. Please keep off the grass. Another example. Wet concrete. Keep off. There are many other uses for the word off in English phrasal verbs and in English expressions or idioms. Please see our book, Beyond Phrasal Verbs. On. On can mean contact with a surface or surface location. Examples. The books are on the desk. Another example. The picture is on the wall. Another example. The fly is on the window. Another example. The writing is on the wall. Another example. The woman is driving her car on the street. Another example. The boy is riding his skateboard on the sidewalk. On can mean in contact but above something else. Examples. Please print your name on the line. Meaning above the line. On can mean a location, usually outdoors. Examples. The parking garage is on the side of the building. Another example. Where are you? We're on the corner of Elm and 2nd Avenue. Another example. We went on the roof to get the cat. Another example. We all live on the planet called Earth. On is used to talk about time. Examples. I have to go to the doctor's office on Wednesday. Another example. My family is coming to visit on Christmas Day. Another example. We will arrive on Monday. On is used when talking about transportation and traveling. Examples. They got on the bus. Another example. She was on the train for 2 hours. Another example. The family spent 4 hours on the plane. Note, use in when talking about a taxi or a car. Example, the businessman was in the taxi for an hour because of heavy traffic. On is used to talk about membership or being part of something. Examples, my name is on the good student list. Another example, he is on the soccer team. On is used to talk about means or resource. Examples,
The space shuttle rocket runs on special fuel. Another example, my wife and I live on my paycheck. Another example, the three mountain climbers survived on little water. On can sometimes indicate the cause of a mishap or problem. Examples, the boy hurt himself on his skateboard. Another example, she got sick on the bad food she ate at the restaurant. On can sometimes indicate a reason for doing something. Examples, they went to Fiji on vacation. Another example, Michael went to New York on business. On is sometimes used to indicate subject or topic, meaning about. Examples, I read an article on how to learn English quickly. Another example, their class presentation was on the environment. On can be used to indicate possession. Examples, can I borrow $5? Sorry, I don't have any money on me. Another example, excuse me, do you have a pen on you? I need to write down a phone number. On is used to indicate a special occasion. Examples, congratulations on getting married. Another example, they celebrated by going out dancing on their anniversary. On can indicate status, condition, or state. Examples, your new shoes are on order and should arrive next week. Another example, the woman is on a diet. She is trying to lose 30 pounds. On can be used to indicate a continuation of what was being done. Examples, after shopping at the motel, we drove on to our next destination. Another example, we stopped to look at the accident, but the police told us to move on. On is used to talk about how something was communicated. Examples, I learned about the new job opportunity on the internet. Another example, I saw the advertisement on TV. Another example, Stefan and his brother heard the news on the radio. On is used to talk about behavior towards something or someone. Examples, the long days without food or water were hard on the survivors. It was the biggest challenge of their lives. Another example, the test was too easy on the students. Everyone got a very high mark. On can help to express adding to or something or acquiring something. Examples, Jim wants to add on a bedroom to his house. Another example, the school added on 5 new teachers. On can be used to express 2 things happening at the same time. In this usage, on and upon can be used interchangeably. Examples, on second thought, he decided not to buy the car. Another example, he called the fire department on seeing the fire in the house. On can be used to help express feelings or attitude towards something or someone. Examples, the girl in the second row has a crush on the boy in the front of the class, meaning she has a romantic interest in him. Another example. The man took pity on the homeless man and gave him some money. There are many other uses for the word on in English phrasal verbs and in English expressions or idioms. Please see our book, Beyond Phrasal Verbs. On to is used to talk about moving from one place to another place. Examples. The spider jumped onto the table. Another example. It was raining, so they moved all of the picnic food onto a table that was under an umbrella. Opposite. Opposite is used to mean across from. Examples. Excuse me, could you tell me where the bank is located? Yes, the bank is up the street opposite the grocery store. Another example. She sat opposite her boyfriend at the fancy restaurant. Out. Out is used when talking about passing something around or distributing something. Examples. Sally, would you please pass out these forms to the class? Another example. We mailed out about 1,000 brochures to advertise our new business. Out is used when talking about removing something or someone. Examples. I brought the gift out to the car. I'm bringing it to my sister's birthday party. Another example. She opened the box and took out the new dress. Out is often used with the preposition of in expressing different ideas in English. Below are some usage explanations and examples for out of. Out of can be used to express absence. Examples. 3 out of 5 people today do not exercise regularly. Another example. 2 out of every 3 of these apples are bad. We should take this bag of apples back to the market. Out of can be used to express a percentage or fraction of something. Examples. Hello, Marta. I haven't seen your sister in a week. Where is she? Oh, she is out of the country. She will be back next week. Another example. Mr. Yoshida is out of the office at the moment. May I take a message for him? Another example. Hello? No, Gerhard is not here right now. He is out of town. Out of can be used to express not being normal or what is usually expected. Examples. Oh my gosh, that coat is so out of style. Another example. What happened? That car went out of control and hit the telephone pole. Out of can be used to express what something was made of or what ingredients went into making something. Examples. That company makes surfboards out of bamboo. Another example. Cotton candy is made out of pure sugar. Out of can be used to express a lack of or no longer available or in supply. Examples. I drove to the gas station to get some fuel for my car, but the gas station was out of fuel. Another example. I would like to have a vanilla ice cream cone, please. Sorry, we are all out of vanilla. Note, the word all used with out of means completely. Out of can mean away from, similar to, distance from. Excuse me, Could you tell me where the nearest gas station is?
Yes, it is on this road about 4 miles out of town.
Another example. If you want to buy alcohol, you will have to go out of state because it is illegal in this state to sell alcohol. Out of can be used to express a reason for doing something. Examples. I went to Bali out of curiosity. I've always wanted to see what that island was like. Another example. I adopted the stray cat out of pity. There are many other uses for the word out in English phrasal verbs and in English expressions or idioms. Please see our book, Beyond Phrasal Verbs. Outside. Outside is often used with the preposition of. Outside means not within the confines of something. Examples. We could hear strange noises outside the house. Another example. The man put his wet boots outside the door. Over. Over means above something or someone. It usually indicates being higher than. Examples. We flew over New York on our way to Boston. Another example. The branch of the tree hung over the house. Another example. The price of that car is expensive. It's way over my head because I don't earn that much money. Another example. I don't understand Einstein. His theories are way over my head, meaning I can't understand his theories because they are too complicated for me. Over is used to mean to cover something or someone. Examples. The worker put a steel plate over the hole in the road. Another example. It was cold in the room, so she put a sweater on over her blouse. Over is used to express above and then to the other side of something or someone. Examples. The runner jumped over the branch that was in the road. Another example. The football player kicked the ball over the wall. Another example. We had to climb over the fence to get into the park. Another example. Is it possible to jump over a rainbow? Another example. You should drive your car slowly over a speed bump. Over is used to express control over something or someone. Examples. The emperor rules over the people in his country. Another example. The general manager of the company is over all employees. Over is used to express location away from and on the other side of something or someone else. Examples. The market is over there. Another example. I work in a building that is just over the bridge. Note, the word just is used to mean a small distance from. Over can be used to indicate topic or subject. Examples. We fought over who should pay the check at the restaurant. Another example. The leader of the country worried over the shortage of food. Over, the adverb, can mean finished. Examples. The show is over. Another example. School is over. Let's go home. There are many other uses for the word over in English phrasal verbs and in English expressions or idioms. Please see our book, Beyond Phrasal Verbs. Chapter 4, Review. Prepositions beginning with the letter O. Instructions.
Read the sentences below. Decide whether the use of the preposition is correct or incorrect. If incorrect, which of these prepositions best fits the sentence? Of, off, on, onto, on top of, opposite, out, outside, over. The answers can be found at the bottom of this page. Let's get started. Number one, the priest is of the Catholic faith. Correct or incorrect? Number two, the final semester ends in June on top of this year. Correct or incorrect? Number three, my friend shaved the hair off his head. Correct or incorrect? Number four, the butter is on the table. Correct or incorrect? Number five, she was out the train for 2 hours. Correct or incorrect? Number six, the dancer jumped onto the stage. Correct or incorrect? Number seven, the two buildings are opposite each other. Correct or incorrect? Number eight, the student turned off the lights in the classroom. Correct or incorrect? Number nine, Jonathan is out of the country. Correct or incorrect? Number 10, the two girls fought over the good-looking guy. Correct or incorrect? Here are the answers to the above sentences. Number 1 is correct. Number 2 is incorrect. It should be of. Number 3 is correct. Number 4 is correct. Number 5 is incorrect and should be on. Number 6 is correct. Number 7 is correct. Number 8 is incorrect and should be off. Number 9 is correct. And number 10 is correct. This is the end of Chapter 4, Section 3.